Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Imagine Easter dinner, family and friends gathered, and then the party crashers invade. This is what my sister has to contend with every day. Stink ants, known as odorous ants, have taken up residency at her home. My sister's home is spotless, a proverbial magazine shot of the perfect home. She has tried and hired professionals to eradicate them, as well as home remedies, to no avail. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Some of the home remedies that were tried: specific scents to deter stink ants, using bay leaves, cinnamon, cinnamon water, clove. She has used diatomaceous earth, and basically when an animal walks over that, any organism, it's almost like sandpaperish, rough on the body, and they typically don't work well outdoors with slugs. Has not worked with stink ants. A borax mixture, ant traps. Other people have used cayenne pepper and oatmeal, not effective. And my sister has used spiders as well. So I'm going to let you know this. Spiders eat other insects. And I know that I've used this story before, but it's worthwhile to explain it because it's about ants in my home. Well, I purchased this beautiful old historic home. And one of the rooms, in the far corner, a bedroom, away from all food, when I moved there, there were these huge black ants inside of there. So I went outside. I found the largest spider I could find. I went upstairs, put it in that room, closed the door, and just left it there. Didn't do anything because we weren't moving in yet. We still had to work and paint downstairs and all this. I came back about a week or so later. There were no ants, and the spider had dispersed. And he took care of every single one of them. So anytime my sister can find a spider, she puts it in her sunroom, her back room, where many of the ants, I guess, come in from. And we'll talk about home invasion in a little bit. But the spiders will help because, hey, it's helping, but it's not curtailing that problem. The only thing that has worked effectively is when she borrowed an anteater from the San Diego Zoo. He ate just about every stink ant. I just added this for entertainment purposes. Zoos do not lend out animals. Yesterday when I was writing this show, there was a flicker on my front lawn. It's the second largest woodpecker, and they eat insects. They love ants, by the way. And I guess you could let a flicker loose in your house. You know, again, I'm joking about these remedies, but I mean, it is a serious problem. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, a hydration drink for dogs. People sometimes call it a Gatorade for dogs. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. To get a better understanding of his creature, let's take a look at his characteristics, diet, habitat, and other professional remedies, and then my experiment. Remember, I'm an environmental scientist. What would life be without an experiment? So stink ants, we know this already. They are native to the U.S., found really throughout our country. They produce a foul, some say, rotten coconut odor when crushed. I've never smelt it because, you see, like, there was the crocodile hunter, and when I go to my sister's home, I am the ant hunter. And you crush one, and I don't get that odoriferous, that rotten coconut smell. And when stink bugs became prevalent in our country, I am telling you, I tried, because they're supposed to release a stink odor. And I would tap on them, and I would try to annoy them, and I could not get them to be odoriferous. So maybe they don't like to exude their stink part when they're near me. So anyway, stink ants are tiny. The workers are 1/16 to 1/8 inch large, or small, we should say. They are brown to black in color, so there's a variation there. Their colonies, and this is amazing, may have multiple queens constantly laying eggs daily. Colony size can be up to 100,000 ants. So if you've got a couple queens laying an egg a day and you've got this huge colony, that therein becomes the problem. they have incomplete metamorphosis. They skip the pupa stage, which means they become adults quicker. Key factor. Stink ants are eating machines. They forage day and night. Their diet consists of insects, seeds, plant secretions. They prefer sweets and honeydew. This is a secretion from aphids, scale insects, and mealybugs. They also like flower nectar, meat, and grease. When stink ants find food, it is like a cartoon where you see hundreds of ants marching in a straight line. There is truth to this cartoon. You see, what happens is this. The worker that finds the food, they release a pheromone, which is a chemical that only stink ants can smell, and they walk all the way back to the nest. And when they walk back to the nest, the rest of the workers come out and follow that pheromone trail, that's like the cartoon, all the way back to the food source. And all organisms release pheromones that only their species can smell. There are workers whose function is to locate the food source, as I mentioned, and after they found the bounty, they release that pheromone trail. This becomes a highway so that all the other stink ants will follow. And it's funny, you will actually see, if you have stink ants in your home, you will see that highway because you will see ants moving in a straight line. Stink ants make their nests in sandy soil because it's soft to burrow into. Now, my sister lives very close to the ocean, so she has this sandy, soft soil, and the stink ants have taken up, obviously, residency outside. Their nests are out there. Well, my mom and dad live 2 miles away, and it's in a new community where, obviously, they've trucked in topsoil. They've put sod down, so there's this thick root system there, and they don't have stink ants there at all. So I take a look at that sandy soil, and again, that becomes key in my mind. Their nests are shallow, which leads us to say, like, why they invade our homes. Because most times they invade the homes after heavy rains to escape flooding. So think about this. You need to go to higher ground, and your home happens to be higher ground. Also, in the very dry summer months, their outside food sources may run out. So here's a few methods in which they enter homes. If you have shrubs that lean against your home, you've just created a bridge that they can cross. Make sure the backside of the shrubs and plants are pruned away from touching your home. I know I've addressed this with my sister, but she, by the way, my sister is the master pruner. She loves to get out there, and she has taken care of that, plus the topiary, the shapes of some of her shrubs. She does a great job. She goes over to my parents' house. She does the great job there. I do the cleanup, of course. I'm letting her know that, but she knows that. But she does a great job with all the shrubs. Next, take a look at any cracks in the foundation and where electrical outlets and water pipes are part of the exterior home, that the edges are sealed off well. So think about this. If you have a water pipe, because you're going to connect a hose outside, and there's just a little bit of space in there, you need to seal that up well because you just allowed entrance, and that water pipe is going directly into your home, so you just created another highway. And there are different types of caulk. So you got regular caulk for your ceiling and windows, but you go to a home center, and you will see that there's all these different types of caulk. One I actually had to go up on my own chimney and seal, and it was like a cement-like, I'm calling it a caulk. I'm sure it's a different name for the compound. So you can use all these different, but you want to make sure that you seal up any of those. And for those of you that live near the shore, many times there are crawl spaces. And in a crawl space, to find these cracks, you must crawl inside the crawl space. And yeah, I know it's difficult, but you must seal those up. So outside your home, you may find on your property, you might find nests under mulch, brush, boards, brick, or stone. So if you happen to have like a stone pathway to your home, you know, bricks and whatever you're doing, they may be having their nest right below that as well. If they are able to enter your home, they will make nests in the voids in a wall space, many times near, watch this, think about water, near hot water pipes, heaters, dishwashers, sinks. They make their nests in the soil of potted plants. So think about this. If you have potted plants in your house, then please be careful and keep checking those as well. In the extreme heat in the summer, they can move the entire colony. Think about this, thousands of ants, they can move the entire colony in 3 weeks' time. Now, if their nest is within 25 feet of a food source and they have means of entry, they could be living outside and dining inside. So you need to check, and this is going to be part of my experiment, you need to be checking right outside your home, because if it's within 25 feet of that entry point, they're going to come in, grab some food, and come out. And you know, it's amazing, and I told you this, my sister's house is meticulous. There is no food source, but if there is a crumb, and I mean a crumb, they will find it. That's pretty amazing. So let's discuss professionals eradicating stink ants. My first word of caution is most professionals use chemicals which are harmful or toxic to humans. Do you have young children that crawl or play on the floor? Pets. If you are spraying, or if they are spraying outside your house on your lawn, do you have young children or pets who play on it? This is a discussion you should have prior to signing a contract. Ask for the safety data sheets, which are required by law to explain the chemical they are using in detail. This does not mean do not use a professional, but become the educated consumer. Make sure you know what's being used outside your house. And are there any organic remedies? And please ask that question as well. There are many types of baits a professional and homeowner can use. Some are sugar-based and some are protein/grease bait. I recommend using the combo platter because, hey, if they like it, well, then why not use one of each? So that may work as well because, hey, you know this, we all have different tastes. So maybe one stink ant happens to like the sugar base and one stink ant likes the protein grease. Well, then let's try them both. With baits, expect to find more ants because remember this, they're going to release the pheromone trail because they're going to bring more guys back in. Do not kill the ants that are on this trail because they are taking the bait, which is a toxin, a poison, back to the nest to kill the rest of them. Because basically they're going to bring it back and say, hey guys, look what I found. Try this. Well, that's what we want. Many times people will use a solution of one part white vinegar and three parts water to eliminate the pheromone trail. When baiting, I would refrain from this. At any other time, if you're not baiting, well, then I'd take care of that pheromone trail. Now to my experiment. I will start with many trails during the rainy spring or the dry summer months. As I discussed, we know stink ants like sugary food. My main attack will be on the outside in the hopes of collection. See, my ultimate goal here is to figure this out so we can collect them before they ever enter the house so we can prevent an invasion. And the example I'm going to give you, and I've used this on other shows before, was my vegetable garden. When I first moved, I said, I have this beautiful old historic home. I had this big vegetable garden out in the back. And one of the first years, I am getting invaded by slugs. And I mean, unbelievable amounts of slugs. So I go to the organics and there's a product called Slug Go. And it's an organic bait. You put just sprinkle it down around your garden or wherever you're having a problem around your home. And they will eat it. They will ingest it. They will die. And then they will actually break down and become part of the nutrients in the soil. So you say, yes. Well, the Slug Go did not make a dent. And then people will actually sink a cup into the ground and pour beer in there in the hopes that the slugs will go for the beer and they'll fall in and they'll drown. And what you really end up is like happy, drunk slugs. You know, so you get some barroom brawls going. Just kidding. But that did not put a dent. And then I just said, okay, because hey, I've coached my whole life. And I go, let's go on the attack. So one morning I went out there, I'd say about 4:30 in the morning, pitch black, flashlight with a Ziploc bag. And I started to pick off slugs one at a time. And I filled the Ziploc bag completely. And I went back inside, got another Ziploc. And I am saying for days, 4:30 in the morning, flashlight out there. And I am just loading up bags and bags and bags and bags, crazy amounts. So I went on the attack. So now my thought is with the stink ants, let's go on the attack and let's go outside and let's prevent them from coming inside. So I'm saying, okay, what am I going to use? And my investigation is to locate as many nests outside my sister's home as possible. Next, I want to use a sweet treat to attract. My first thought was using the hummingbird mixture I use. So during migration, hummingbirds are zipping through and I hang out a number of hummingbird feeders here. And basically, it's a sugar-based water is what it is. I got a color to it and it attracts, but well, it will also attract bees in the summer. So I don't need to attract bees that way. So yesterday at breakfast, I'm eating my oatmeal. We know that oatmeal doesn't work, but ding, 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 something went off because I looked at my oatmeal. No, it was not a stink ant, but it was the raisins I put in. And I'm going, wait, raisins, they're sweet. You can put them outside. They won't break down quickly. They will attract the stink ants. So in my thought is this, because again, I'm looking into the collection and I'm also looking to put out something that won't break down in the weather, whether it's the sun, because remember, great raisins are already dry, so they're just going to dry further. Or if it rains, well, they just might plump up a little bit. But so if I can find a nest and put a raisin near it, can I attract them to come out of the nest to come get it? So it's like, here, guys, instead of having them go searching in your home for food, can we get them to search outside? So before I even use any bait out there, it's like, what can we do to coax them? And that's the crux of my experiment. My goal is to go on the attack. I want to attract them and then eventually bait them. Well, will these results take time? Usually, yes. Will I continue to use attractants and if the raisins don't work, something else? Yes. Will I be successful? Yes, because I am a confident man and I never quit on an experiment. Will I do another show one day about the results? Yes. And if you have any thoughts or comments, as usual, you can tweet me at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. And yes, we will be successful in the war against stink ants. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's J-O-E-Y-B-E.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.